What's up, y'all? Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, and I'm back in the studio once again for another week. Today is November 1st. It's the first of the month. First of the month. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Back in the day in the 90s. Good classic music, man. Today is Wednesdays. I like to call Wednesdays Wise Wednesdays. So make sure y'all out there making some wise decisions, man, because, you know, the devil be busy out here. He been trying my patience lately. But I've been getting right back at him. He will go toe to toe. Let's go toe to toe. So I'm happy I'm back in the studio for another week, man, doing what I love to do. And I got Taj back. I had my good guy, Mr. Austin, with me on the previous show. Now I got Taj back. Taj, what's up?
What's up? How you doing? It's been a long time. I miss
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's been like maybe like a week and a half. Yeah, we haven't laid eyes on each other. I miss you as well.
Good to hear you. Good to see you.
Yeah, so. I've been around just doing some stuff, staying active, you know.
Yeah, you got to. Stay on the move. Gotta stay on business. So gotta stand on business, you know?
For sure. So look, we are in the month of November. November's component is belonging and membership. Belonging and membership. So today's show is about getting active and staying active in your community. Whatever community you are a part of or want to be a part of, or, you know, organization that you may be a part of, anything that represents community and you like you doing something where you could say like you're actively engaged in your community. That's what we talking about today. So we're going to drop some gems about community and see what we, you know, see what we come up with. So how do you become a part of your community and or different communities, right? So how do you establish your own community? And your community don't just gotta be like, because sometimes when people think of community, they think of like organizations, public organizations, government organizations. Community ain't nothing but a group of people. Let's just keep it a stack. We keep it 100 on the Teen Crew Podcast Show, man, because we like to have fun. But we ain't going to be too complex about that. Like, we ain't going to act like we don't know what a community is. A community is a group of people who get together for a cause or for some reasoning to make something happen and do things together. All right? So, what is your community look like, Todd? How do you establish your community or become a part of a community that you think is good for you?
We could both agree on if you're trying to make your community better or make yourself known, what's the question? Hold on.
The question was, how do you establish your community or how do you become a part of a community, any kind of community.
Literally what I said is making yourself known, just letting people know who you are, just trying to help out, you know. There's not a lot of people doing that. All you really do in your community is people hanging out with their own set of friends or, you know, just staying in the house. Me, honestly, I stay in the house. I stay away from people, like, you know, when I'm, you know, in my community, I like to stay away from people because, you know, it's a lot of things going on. So, I mean, like, but yeah, I mean, just make yourself known. Start doing stuff in your community. Ask questions about your community. Ask the people what they want or what they might need to better their community. Simple, really. It's just people really don't take the initiative.
Initiative is a good word, but I think the word that you were looking for was take advantage.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I got you.
Both, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay.
People, because people, you know, people talk.
Mm-hmm.
People talk, they chatter, they do a whole lot of chatter, but they're never really about it. You know, that goes for anything. You know, goals.
Yeah. You can talk the talk, but can you really do something to make that talk actually work?
Right. If you're not going to plan it, you just talking. If you're not going to, go through with it, you just chatting.
I get it. So I think, how do you establish your community? For me, I just think you establish your community by being a part of something or engaging in something that interests you, and not only you, but the people that you are associated with. Something that's going to bring value and benefits to the people in your community. Like, either the people that you, like your neighbors, the people that live in your neighborhood, or, like, for instance, coming to the rec, people that's in, like, the Deanwood community, for example, because this is where we at right now. So, just establishing and coming up with ideas and solid decisions to really put something together that can sustain itself, even if you're not a part of it. Like, when I was in college, college life, HBCU life, people decide whether or not if they want to be a part of certain organizations. And a organization now becomes a community of people. And y'all do different things to enhance that organization, to make that organization better, to see what that organization represent, so you can go out and market it to see if other people would like to join you. So I was like, well, I wonder, in the beginning, my freshman year, I wonder what I'm going to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to be a music major at first. I was going to declare my major to be music, but I didn't have a minor. I only had a major. So I was like, do I really want to be a music major? So I decided to be a business major and still be involved in music, because the number one goal for me being a business management major was to own my own business. Didn't know what that business was going to be, but now I got two businesses and I'm happy with what the decision that I made. So, for me, I think when I decided to join an organization, which I did, shout out to Virginia State University, home of the Trojans, Gospel Chorale, I auditioned to be a part of the band to play. So I was like, oh, that's cool right there. So, and like, during that, I learned a lot about music. I learned how to just watch people, and my ear became more and more trained to listen to how stuff is played. So then I was like, man, as the semesters went on, I started being around them more and more. Because first it was like, okay, I only see y'all when we practice. Now it's like, I'm seeing y'all when we practice, outside of my classes, you know what I'm saying, in between classes, going to get food, I'm seeing them at events. So it's like, if I'm not like in my room taking a nap, doing homework or studying, like 85% of my time every day is almost like with them. So it's like an organization in the community can now become like family. So I said all that to say, like, sometimes the way you establish your community is by being a part of something that you take interest in, not because like you just want to be a part of something, which is cool, because sometimes people don't have that sibling aspect or that family aspect where they feel like they a part of something when they at home. So when they go to school or when they join these organizations or be a part of this big old, you know what I'm saying, this partnership, they feel like 10 people is like their brothers and sisters for real, because they don't really be hanging out with nobody like that. So they don't know what it means to go out and have fun with your brothers and sisters because they might not have siblings. Me, myself, personally, I got a lot of brothers and sisters, so I would never feel...
How many will we talking?
Like, you know, I would never feel like that, but I'm just saying, like, I just... Establishing your community, to me, just means being a part of something that's essentially greater than yourself, or you might not even think being a part of an organization is like going to be big if you only got like 3 or 4 people, but you could do a lot with 4 people if it's just you versus somebody like helping you and you got 5 people. Oh, let's do this together. And then now it's like, oh, I could have did that myself, but now that I got 4 extra people, we can get this done a lot quicker. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like establishing a community. But don't let nobody, like, persuade you to do something just because they are part of stuff. Like, if that's not your interest, if that ain't how you want to flow, if that's not how what you think your calling is, you could be like, yeah, I'm going to support you, but I got something else I want to do over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can do what you want to do.
That's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts. I feel good, man. I always feel good coming back in the studio. Just talking to y'all, getting a team's, you know, perspective. Tapping into y'all mindset, seeing how y'all feel about certain stuff. I'm still relatable to y'all. That's why I created the show. Don't get it twisted. But I like hearing that y'all aspect, man. We keep it real on this show, man, but we keep it fun. So we're gonna take a little commercial break and whatnot. Hope y'all having good old Wise Wednesdays right now. And hope y'all got some good food, too, man. I know it's like dinner time somewhere, ain't it, Taj?
I'm really hungry.
Taj, listen. off the record, though, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen on the Tinkle podcast show. Taj come in the studio frequently.
I'm going to be honest.
Hungry all the time.
I'm going to be honest for the people who are listening. Like, bro, I don't eat at home.
Much respect to everybody that's going to be tuning into these shows when we put them up. And I will be, like, dropping a link so, you know, some of y'all can catch up on the shows that we doing, man. We just having fun. We just be having conversation. Right. Trying to help some people out. See, that's community, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody, if you ever just, like, come up to me, you like, I'll be listening to you guys. I'm going to most definitely ask you. You got, like, some snacks? Because I'm hungry.
I think I just need to just bring snacks to the studio.
Yeah, remind her to bring some snacks. No, bring some food. I'm hungry. That's snacks true. Ain't going to hold me over. Hey, I don't eat that.
But, I would need you to start eating at home, though.
But just, for the people, for us, too, I it really be idiot food, for sure. I'm still looking for a job while I wait for
I feel it. So we going to go to a commercial break real quick. We going to catch all of our listeners in a few seconds, all right? Y'all stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Don't be going to go get no popcorn either, man. I'm watching y'all.
Give me some food. Give me like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
A bacon, egg, and cheese. It is not breakfast time, dog.
I don't care. It's always a time for a bacon, egg, and cheese.
A bacon, egg, and cheese.
There's nothing wrong with bacon, egg, and cheese. You keep forgetting. I spent most of my years in New York.
I know. You sound like you from New York. You from New York?
Yeah. I mean, I was born here, but I was down with my cousin in New York. Well, he in Bowie State now, but before he
what part of New York?
He was in Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you got like a little New York accent. We do this on the Tinkle podcast show. We don't pause because we on commercial break, man. We keep it going. Teen Crew Podcast Show, telling their stories, their experiences, their ideas, their viewpoints from their perspective. That's what this show is all about, man.
Are you on that? Are you on that?
I am not on live. I am currently still recording, but I was going to pause it. But then I was like, I'm not going to pause it. But we going to come back.
So you going to stay on your mic?
We going to come back. I muted both of the mics.
Oh, okay.
I just got the headphones turned up. We going to come back. 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 I get active. I get active. I get active. I get active. Which I know about that right there. I like that song.
I don't know nothing about that right there.
I know, man. I got. I'm a train Todd's ears to some music, man.
I'm a train her ears to some music.
Nah, I like the music selection you be doing. Though you be doing some nice ones. You be doing some nice ones. So, if you could join a cause to help your community, what would it be, and why did you choose it? So, I'm gonna go ahead and start. Right, if right. I could join a cause, man, I'm gonna say. Ooh, dog, I like this one right here.
You better spell it.
I think I'm going to help some people with this one. I think that I would join a cause to something that's dealing with adopting children.
Adopting children? Why do you say that?
Yeah, I mean, because, man, I feel like...
That's big. Adopting children is like...
That's a big responsibility.
Right, that's really big. So, I mean, unless you have I feel as if unless you have like a real good like a reasonable answer, then hey, go right ahead. Cause I was thinking about adopting children at one point. Like when I get older.
Yeah.
So, cause I like not a lot of people, you know.
The reason why I would like, if I had to join a cause to really help a specific community and. Why I would choose adoption as one of them. I don't know if adoption would be my first choice, but I do know that like it would be one of the choices because it's some children out there that that need the assistance of
adult people.
Of a family, you know, to know to have someone, you know, raise them and. You know,
get them love and
you know, show them the way, and so that they can, you know, grow up and be productive citizens. Like,
I mean,
sometimes
let me stop you right there because it's a you can always adopt a child. I mean, yeah, you telling me something, I'm like, okay, cool, I see where you're coming from, but there's a lot of other people that are adopting kids and still not raising them the right way. Some of them just using it for the money.
That's true too.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I think that you have to be in a space mentally to know what you are capable of because everyone isn't capable of everything. You're not going to be able to do every single thing. Like if somebody have a baby and you know how they say it take a village to raise a child. Yeah, you not going to be raising that your son or your daughter by yourself.
I'm not a villager.
Even if you are with the father or for the father, even if you are with the mother, you know, or you are a single parent or you're married or you're separated, guess what? It is not going to be both of y'all in that household taking care of that one human being. You might say, oh, I don't need your help. I ain't gonna be calling on you like that. And that might be true. You might not call on that particular person. But you gonna call on somebody to help you raise that child.
Yeah, I might call on my mother.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna call on a auntie, a uncle.
A friend.
A godparent. Something. Yeah. It's, you know, because I think... That's what this generation nowadays is missing because.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. If I was to adopt a child, I don't think I could handle. This is me. If I was to adopt a child, I adopt a like little 5-year-old or like four-year-old because the little the crying, I just, man.
I understand.
I can't sleep. Like, I love going to sleep at night. I love my rest. Like I just be trying to.
That was a nice sound of it. I actually like that. But that's what happens on the Teddy Crew podcast show, man. But I'm just saying, because, like, you know, you just got to be in a really strong mental state to do that. I think that's something that I would do, because even when I do have my own child, I'm still in the I would like to adopt stage too, because you know, I've learned that, you know, children come from your belly, and children come from your heart. So I feel like if I adopt a child, I may not have conceived them, but yeah. I still have, but they came from my heart. They just didn't come from, you know, the area where children are supposed to be, you know, birthed from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's
don't be.
Let's get away from.
Don't
that.
Be trying to. Yeah. Hey, we helping
get
people.
Away from that.
We helping people, Todd. I mean, don't be trying to.
I mean, not a lot of people likes to.
Listen,
the detail,
man. This.
But
I wasn't trying to give them all the details, but I'm pretty sure they know. They know how it go. Yeah. But I'm saying.
But
that's what it's about, because the things that you think we're not gonna say, we're gonna say them.
Well, I know for a fact that, I mean, this is like, Jasmine, I'm gonna be like, keep it a buck. I'm going to adopt me a child.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I'm going.
I support that.
I might adopt a child before I have my own.
I support it.
I might adopt two before I have my one.
I support it 100%.
Yeah, but...
Because I just believe that, you know, people need the component of family. People need the component of love. People need to see what that looks like. Even if it's not directly coming from you, man, it's calling. They stepping in the studio, calling on your girl.
Yeah,
I can't move right now, so we got to keep it. We gonna do it like that. But I just think that that's what I would do, man, because I want to just be able to just show my heart in that area.
Right, not only that, like, if you're able to do something strong, if you feel like you're strong enough to do something to help your community, or just to help somebody figure out who they are, just help another life out.
Be good, because you never know what can come from that. Like, you know, the kid get older and be like, I'm so thankful for that person who chose to adopt me, because if they didn't adopt me, I don't know where I would, what I would be doing, or what
right.
I would be doing.
They could become a billionaire.
So, you know, you just never know how God will move in that particular aspect. So I just think, man, that I'll just be in a space where I'm just allowing myself to be a person of reliability and you know, accountability, and
not only that, helping a community can help you.
Yeah,
helping a community can help you.
Yeah, because then again too, I look at it like it's not just about being, it's not just about you, or like, for instance, me and Todd. It ain't about us. It's just about us being of assistance to other people. It's about us helping other people, and I think that's a way that I would like to help, because if you're not serving to or providing a service, then what are we really doing? In order to be great, you must serve.
Right. One step makes a difference.
So I think that's what I would do. What would you do, Todd? Or are we or that's both of our like answers?
I mean, that's one answer, because I've actually been thinking about that for like ever since middle school, was to adopt a child. And I've had different reasons. One of them was to, you know, just give somebody the love that they've never gotten. And one of them is to just have fun with somebody that's never, you know, had anything. But in one of my other choices with a community was to, you know, just make your own programs, you know, something like just to be active, you know, because there's a lot of people roaming the streets and stuff like that, you know. How about we just, you know, keep our community, like, just something to keep the kids safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm a gamer. I like playing games. Doesn't matter if it's inside or outside, but just something to, you know, to create structure. Like, because, you know, it's a lot of bad stuff going on. So, like, when I was little, I used to... You ever heard of manhunt?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do something active outside and stuff like that. Or having, like, little tournaments and stuff like that. Having a little, just, you know, do like, something creative. You know, just to be safe.
I feel that. Yeah, I just think that when you're others driven and you're not just always thinking about yourself, that's a way that you help the community, because that's how you get out and you put a smile on somebody's face, or you know, you help them throughout the day. So just remember to stay active and stay present as much as possible, all right? That was our little 2 to 5 cents on, you know, what we would like to do and why, if we had to choose a cause. But adoption is definitely one for me, and I appreciate Todd for jumping in there with me, saying that he agrees. Shout out to Dawn too, who walked in the studio on his man. It's a lot of stuff that go on in here when we recording, man.
It'd be all right because it's like we'll be talking and then people just pop up,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm gonna record maybe one of these shows and put it on my Instagram so y'all can see what really be going on in here. But we gonna take another real quick commercial break. We gonna come back with the last topic and then we gonna wrap it up. We might talk in between though, cause you know that's how we do over here, man. I hope we dropping some insight for y'all though. I hope this is a real informative first show of November entitled Get Active in Your Community. Get active in your community.
Hey. We playing the last show. The one I was playing, we playing that.
Why is he telling me what to do right now?
Huh? Nah, because you played two. Let me just play one.
First of all, Todd, don't be telling me what to do.
You using my phone.
I know that. I know that. Only on the TV podcast so do you do stuff like this, because he over here talking about you using my phone. So what?
I gotta send you the sheet that I made for my info.
And just like that, we back. That was Wale, No Days Off, instrumental man from the Ambition album. Listen, that's how we doing here, because I don't really be getting no days off. But we're going to jump right back in it. And it says, name 3 ways you can stay active in your community. So for me, the way I like to stay active in my community is by 3 essentials, right? Some food. That's how I be staying active.
What you mean by food?
Like when I do like giveaways and stuff for the community, like I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Thanksgiving holiday is coming up, so I'm doing the canned good giveaway for the homeless, right? So that's one. And then I got like when it comes to clothes, I like to do stuff like coat drives and hat drives, just so people out there can stay warm during the winter season. And then 3, I would say doing my best to keep the community clean, like making sure, you know, it's not like a bunch of trash and stuff everywhere, because I'm a what they be calling the clean people.
I don't know. You got
the
wrong person.
OCD. I don't have OCD though, but
oh, my mother got OCD. My mother got OCD. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't have OCD, but I do like for things to be in order. I don't like to see like a bunch of trash and stuff.
Nah, my mother got a word. She'll see a fork in a sink, one fork, and it could be clean or dirty. Mm-hmm. She'll yell. She won't call my name. She's gonna yell. And she's gonna have an irritated face, it's gonna blow me, man. Having OCD,
I don't have OCD. I just like for things to be in order. So my top three would definitely be clothing, food, and just making sure that I can do something for the community, whatever community I'm in, for it to be clean. Like even if it's something small as like. If you got like leaves or something on your car and I go, you know what I'm saying, your car is parked and like everybody else's car look clean on the block, but you got a windshield full of leaves. Nah, come on, man. We got to look uniformed out here. So that's the type of stuff I like to do. Todd, what you got before we wrap up?
Well, one thing is, I'm gonna tell you something, because I never told you this, but I'm learning how to cut hair. So eventually, I'm trying to, you know, if the kids needed free haircuts, if the adults needed, that's $20 a cut, or 20, maybe 15. I'll probably lower the price to 15, but kids, free cuts, adults, $15, because, you know, not everybody got it like that, so. And
I feel that. Do I sense like barber in school or something?
Something like that, but my father knew how to cut hair. So he do a good job. My father do it.
That's what's up. Shout out to your pops.
And not only that, I'm CPR certified, so I can like teach. I could, you know, possibly teach kids or people how to be, you know, CPR ready. What else? You know, and I know how to cook. So I mean, like,
yeah, culinary Taj, culinary Taj, chef in the kitchen.
I don't need to go to culinary school to know how to cook. My grandma is the reason why I know how to cook. So you know,
so you basically just gonna be cooking for the community.
Tell me when I get my own crib. I'm telling you, it's done. I'm telling you, it's a move. I'm gonna have my grill, man. People, cookouts every Friday. If, when I got the money, it's going to be a cookout every Friday. Everybody going to come. I'm going to have the ribs, the corn, the chicken. Doesn't matter. The hash smokes. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's going up then, huh? I'm going to have to slide through to one of your cookouts.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the Addy. Matter of fact, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on social media.
All right, that's a bet then, man. This show was fun, man. We about to wrap up. We done been in here conversing about what's been happening over the past couple weeks. But we back. Happy November. It is belonging and membership for the month of November. This is the first show of November, man. We have so much fun in the studio. Once again, I am your host, your favorite host, Jazz from the CR division. This is the Teen Crew podcast show, where we tell stories from their perspective. We do all of that kind of stuff, man. Their ideas, their experiences, what they go through, all that kind of stuff. That is what we talk about. But I gotta give y'all the takeaways for the show. The only thing I want to say about getting active in your community, staying active in your community, is don't just talk about the change in your community. Be the change in your community. Get out there and do something, even if you don't see nobody else doing something. You make the difference, and then you pick the people that you want to follow you, to be associated with you, so y'all can make those definitive decisions together. Mr. Todd, what you got, sir?
What do I have? I wouldn't say what I got is really for the community, but for yourself. It is a new month. New month, a new day. Strive, you know, to be your greatest you. You know, Don't be the next person. Don't be the next him. Don't be the next her. Be better. Be the best you. You know.
Be the best you.
Yeah. Be the best you.
Try something new. Everything new.
Please.
New. Everything new. That's a song though.
That is a song that wasn't meant for you.
Hey, Tama. First of all, we not about to disrespect my man. My man Ty Trippin, that is one of the hottest records.
I'm not disrespecting him.
The only reason why I did that is because you said new, so I had to jump it in with the new, everything new. New, everything new. Listen, everything new, man. That's how we.
Let me not kill your mood. You got it.
That's how we doing it over here. And just so you wanted to be funny, that's why your closeout music not even playing.
I didn't want it to play.
So why you go to it then?
That's why I just gave it back to you. That's why I just gave it back to you. So you can.
I'm not even gonna play the record. I'm not even playing. I'm not even gonna play the song now. I think I'm just gonna close the show already. We will see y'all on the next one. Why Taj over here trying to drink the water while we still recording?
I mean, the water isn't that bad.
We're still recording the show, Taj.
Hey, this is what we do on a team.
It don't matter. It don't matter. We gonna see y'all on the next Team Crew podcast show. This is your favorite host, Jazz. We gonna see y'all on the next one, all right?